Welcome to KSL Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some cafecito. I'm Yvette Cruz.
And I'm Sean Cárdenas.
And today we're talking about Netflix's original series, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and the phenomenon that followed in the first month of 2019. For those of you who haven't heard of the series, it's based on Marie Kondo's best-selling book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. It came out a few years ago, and it talks about just that, how having a tidy home and life can benefit you and make you truly happy. Now, in the Netflix series, Kondo goes to different homes and helps people tidy up their homes and their lives by using her KonMari method. Now, the method consists of five categories, and she goes by item and not location. So the five categories are 1, clothing, 2, books, 3, paper, 4, it's kind of a miscellaneous category. So it's kitchen, bathroom, garage, and miscellaneous of items. Yeah. And then the fifth one is sentimental items. Now, she says that you should only keep items that spark joy, that truly spark joy, and you should hold the item in your hands and ask yourself if it brings joy. And if it doesn't, you should thank it for being a part of your life and let it go. And just clear out your home. Now, Shoel, I mentioned to you that this was something that I saw all over my social media feeds since January 1st, which is when Netflix dropped the series. So from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook, people I know and even people that I don't know were binging the series. And then they were getting so inspired that they were taking up the method and just tidying up their homes and even their lives. And they seemed truly happy and excited about it. I would see people share photos about like drawers and about their like bookshelves. It was really cool to see visually. And it was really cool to see how happy it was making them. And now I know that this is something that you just heard of. I had told you about the show and the phenomenon that followed. So I know you watched a couple episodes, and I want to get your initial reaction to all of it.
Right from the get-go, I didn't really realize until just watching the series how the items that we have in our homes, obviously, yeah, they say a lot of us, but our emotional ties to it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be necessarily just like my great-grandfather's wristwatch or something like that. It could be something like, I picked up this t-shirt at a concert back in 05, and I'm going to hang on to it. And we're never going to wear it again, but I'm going to still hang on to it. So things like that. And also how much stress it can bring you. Like, that's the one thing, especially like that first episode, seeing was this, they seemed like they had just been married, I think it was like 5 years.
Yeah.
So just, you know, not married for too long, and they have two toddlers, and the stress that they were under, and not necessarily because of, you know, having kids, it was having kids, but also having it in a house where there was a lot of clutter. There was a lot of like kind of back and forth, like, I'm not going to get rid of this, I'm going to keep this, and just not knowing what to do. And it never dawned on me that like that idea of the element, like the stuff that we have, even though we buy it usually out of joy, I would think you're buying something because you want to, not necessarily because you're forced to, but how it could bring you stress later on, and not just for a couple, you know, it could be also for a single person as well. So that's what it dawned on me, like that when I first saw it. And then seeing this lady come in, like just with her big smile and just with her such positive attitude coming in and making people realize, okay, you can organize this, because it does seem like a big task. It does seem like it's something big. And for me, I was very inspired. Like just really even the first half hour, like I was very inspired because it was almost like she was a therapist. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds weird to say, but it was like she came in and like really put some structure into that household, a household that, needed it. And then on further episodes, you kind of did the same thing. But I also want to hear your thoughts on what did you think when you've seen these episodes, and what is it about the things that we have that kind of cause these things? Because, it just didn't dawn on me that like all my shirts or all my shoes or whatever, you know, they could be something that's, it could be leading me to stress and make me feel anxious because there's so many things going on. Yeah, I don't have the strength to get rid of it. Not strength physically, but you know what I mean? It's like emotionally or I just, no me da la gana to get rid of it.
Yeah. So my initial reaction when I started hearing about all this, and I haven't read the book before, but I had heard a lot about it. And then when the show came out and people were sharing all about it on social media. And so then I eventually watched it. Initially, my reaction was that I am Marie Kondo and she is me. Like, I love organization, and people like really close to me know I just like, to me, everything has a home, everything in my home, like everything goes somewhere. So in turn, when I can't find something, I'm freaking out because like, why isn't it in its home? That's where it goes. Like, that's where I put it. That's where it belongs. So organization has helped me a lot. It calms me. I like being in control. I like knowing where things go and knowing that I put them there and that it's like my system. And so to me, this show was great. Like, and seeing people, that's why I said it was really cool to see people sharing stuff on social media, like their pictures of things or just like their reactions and how people were at least the people that I saw, they were feeling some sort of calm. Like they were getting excited about getting to organize their lives. And then they were feeling the calm after once everything was organized and once like their drawers were like neatly folded, color coordinated, whatever, you know. And I don't think like everybody has to be like that. I do think it helps though. I also worked in retail for a time, and when you work in retail, at least where I worked, when like everything's out on the floor, there's a place where things go. So when someone asks, I'm looking for this, you kind of know where it is because there's a place for it. And that helps the whole system. And so that, I mean, I was like that before, but then that made me more like that. And then like, then I got my own methods. And so, yeah. As far as like the items go, like I liked that. And this I think is huge. Like when you're talking about emotional attachment, I think some of us are just naturally going to get attached to things. And it's because of who it came from or the moment that it like, that sparked from it or what you were feeling at the time or what it represents and all that stuff. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I do think sometimes we like confuse attachment with joy. Mm-hmm. And I loved that the show like addressed that she said like that. And also, obviously this method won't work for everybody, but like she was trying to get people to like live this life where you only have things around you. And I think this could go with people too, to be honest. But when you only have things around you that truly spark you joy. So if something like you said, like maybe a t-shirt that you bought at a concert like 15 years ago and you know, you can't let it go. And if you can't let it go because it makes you happy, then I don't think you should let it go. That's me personally. And I like that she would, you know, wouldn't make people like it wasn't a show where like it was, she was obviously she's trying to organize people's homes and lives, but she's also letting them do it. So she's not saying you have to get rid of this. She's saying like, this is the method and you have to do it. Like you have to decide what makes you happy, you know? And like, and even like the parts where like, there's this part where like with clothing where people have to stack all of the clothes that they have. And people were like, whoa. Like a lot of the people were like, I didn't know I had this much. And like, you kind of know you do, but then you don't until you see it all piled up.
It
kind of
made me
there.
Question like, oh, I shouldn't do that to my closet. Or maybe I need to
maybe
do that.
You should. Like, maybe, yeah. Maybe, who knows? Like, yeah. Maybe it'll help. But and even with clothing, like I'm trying to think like too, like clothing sometimes will spark joy. Like I think she mentioned it in one of this episodes too. Like if it's an outfit that makes you happy and you feel good in it, like it sparks joy. You shouldn't get rid of it, you know? But if it's something that doesn't spark joy, if you're like, I every time I put this on, I don't feel good. And every time, like, well, why is it still in your closet? Like, why is it still in your life?
Yeah.
And so with like emotional attachment, I think we do tend to be attached to things. I don't like that's human nature. Like that's us feeling things. But if they're not bringing us joy, like if they're not making us happy, if we're holding on to it because we think we have to, then that's where I think could cause the stress. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's what makes me think like, why do we feel like, not everybody, but why do some people feel like they have to hang on to it? You know what I mean? It's like, I have like, I'll use myself as an example. So I do have a couple of like soccer jerseys that I have that I'm probably never going to wear again, but I'm probably really not going to get rid of them.
But why? Why aren't you going to get rid of them? Like, do they spark joy?
Yeah, well, they do spark a little bit of joy. However, I'm not going to wear anymore just because, and I think, I honestly, like, as I was watching the show and into the second episode, I was being able to, like, analyze myself in it.
Maybe and I was thinking, because they want you to do.
Yeah, well, because that's probably the item that I have the most, even more than shoes. Even though I am a sneakerhead, I have more soccer jerseys than I have sneakers. And I think part of the reason is a lot of them I bought during the time that I was covering the sport, and that was for 5 years. And so part of me, I think, just hasn't let it go 100%.
Okay.
In the sense of like, not that I want to go back, but I just don't want it to like completely go away. Like I want to hang on to that memory, but I don't know why I'm telling myself that that memory has to go away. Like it's going to be there. Like it's always, I'm going to remember those times that I was covering the sport. Mm-hmm. But I think like that's almost a... All those jerseys are like kind of a representation of what I used to do and what I used to like have fun. And I'm having fun now, but it's just a different kind. Mm-hmm. And I think even, let's say I moved on from this profession and did something else, I think I'd probably hang on to some things that remind me of my time, you know, as a news journalist here. And it's just weird. And I don't know. I don't have an answer. Like, I wish I could tell you, like, it really is this. But I don't know. I think just part of it is because I don't want to fully, like, put it in the vault. Completely.
And
I want to leave that
question
open
for you,
a little bit, if that makes sense.
Where are these jerseys like that you hold on to? Are they just like tucked away? Do you see them every day?
I don't see them every day, but they are in like my bottom dresser.
Okay.
Like they're there, but I don't usually use that bottom dresser. Like it's just, they're just there just because that's their home right now. That's their home now, but I'm not using them. Okay. So I'm just like, it made me think, and I think maybe even tomorrow, I might just start looking at some of them and like probably just donate them. I don't want to throw them away. I just want to donate them so somebody else can wear them because they're still good. But yeah, I'm really not going to wear it. Like, does that make me weird?
No, I think, and actually, I think that that's how a lot of people are. I admit that I'm trying, like, I've been trying for years now just to downsize, like, and declutter because I, like, clutter just drives me crazy. And so I've been trying, like, it's like part minimalist, part, like, just, I'm trying to be practical. So I am trying to get rid of a lot of things. Obviously there are ways to go, but yeah, like every now and then I'll just get this urge to clear out my closet and be like, hey, what am I like? You know what else it is? It's sometimes I don't have enough hangers and instead of buying more hangers, because that's just going to weigh down the closet. Sometimes I'm like, all right, time to get rid of some stuff. And so I will go through and just kind of get rid of stuff. I do ask myself like, when was the last time I wore this? Do I even like wearing this? Because I used to do this a lot years ago. I don't do this anymore, but years ago I used to be like, no, I can't get rid of that. Cause what if I like get invited to this thing where the theme is going to be like, I'm literally making excuses for myself or like I was, and I'd be like, you know, you never know when you're going to need when you're going to need yellow tennis shoes. Like just like you just like, that was my thing. And also I think a lot of it came from when I was working in retail. So I would get a discount. And so I would just buy stuff that I may wear once and literally never again, but I wouldn't get rid of it because you never know. That's right. What I would tell myself. And it wasn't until I actually started moving around and I had to move kind of across the country, and I took everything with me. I don't know why I didn't get rid of stuff, but I took everything with me, and then I realized I have way too much stuff. Like I was living in a very small room,
right?
And the stuff didn't fit, and I still wouldn't get rid of it. It took me years to actually get rid of it.
What helped you get rid of it?
I think mostly it was moving around. It was a space issue. It was having to pack things and then unpack things, and then realize like, and then I guess maybe question, why am I holding on to this stuff? Like, what is it doing for me? Is it actually making me? Because I used to shop a lot, like. I would just buy stuff to buy stuff. And I would I knew I was like, not, I don't want to say in the wrong, but I knew I didn't feel completely good about it. Cause I would hide it. Like I would like when I lived with my mom, like I would hide the bags that I would bring in. Cause I didn't want, cause I knew she was going to one for spending money and two for just being like, you don't need all that stuff.
Right.
But I'd still like, I was still doing it. And so then when I was on my own, I didn't buy as much because I was on my own. It was a different financial situation. Financially, I couldn't buy as much stuff as I was. And so then I had to be smart about what I bought. Like if I bought this, how much use am I really going to get out of this? Am I actually going to wear this a ton, or is this like a one-time thing? And if it's a one-time thing, does this justify what I'm about to spend on it? Or, you know, so like I still kind of struggle with it sometimes. Like for example, I like the color black a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, like, and I buy several, like, you know, I don't need another black shirt, but sometimes I'm like, well, I don't have a black shirt with the sleeves like this, so hey, I'm gonna get this one. So obviously, like, I still struggle with it, but like I think about it more now because I don't want to have all that stuff. Like, right. I don't want my closet to be like where I can't even move the, like, you know, when you're trying to slide the clothes over, where I can't even because there's no space.
Right.
And so I've gotten better with that over the years, and I'll just sometimes, you know, a few months will go by, I won't have any hangers, and then I'm like, okay, it's time. What am I not using anymore? And sometimes it's just kind of like, well, I don't like this anymore. Like, I just don't like this. And so I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to donate it. Or sometimes it's just like, okay, seriously, when was the last time you wore this? And if it's like a seasonal thing, like obviously I haven't worn something because it's winter, because it's summer, that's one thing. But if I try and ask myself, okay, summer comes around and it's like, whatever, I'm going to this thing. Do I want to wear this? Would I wear this? And then I that's when I decide, okay, no, I'm not going to, that's done, or yes, I am. So I really am trying to be more intentional with my stuff. Yeah. And this goes the same with like stuff around my home. Like I don't want to buy something just to have it. Mm-hmm. Like I do want it to mean something. So if someone asks about it, I want to be able to give a good reason. And this is just a personal preference, but I want to be able to give a good reason for why I have it and not just like, I just don't want to get rid of it. Or I just don't know what, I didn't know what to do with it, or I didn't know where to put it. Like, I want to be like, well, this means something to me. Like, this sparks joy.
Right.
Like, and I'm trying to be more intentional with that, but like, it's still hard.
Yeah.
When we were talking about the clothing, so there, and I guess maybe you sort of answered this, but like they talked, there were several scenes where people would stack all their clothes up and they'd realize, and not just with clothes, but like, well, they do with this clothes, but I guess I'm going to ask you overall, when they just stack everything up and they just realize how much of it there is and kind of wonder, does there need to be that much? Has that ever happened to you? Like, not just with clothing, but with like anything in your home, whether it's books or whatever.
Yeah, it happened when I moved to California. I knew I wasn't going to take everything necessarily with me, but I decided to start taking all of my stuff out, and then I realized there's way too much stuff here. And so I did get rid of some of it, but I still held on to a lot of things. A lot of it was shoes. A lot of it was even the soccer jerseys that I mentioned earlier. I just felt like they were part of my identity. And I guess there's still part of me there's like a 2% of me that still feels like that's still part of my identity. Yet I'm not going to wear it. Somebody else can benefit from it. And I don't know. It just made me think, like, why haven't I thought this through better? And maybe it's because I just didn't take time with it. Maybe I just didn't read something, or maybe I'm not trying to point fingers, but, or maybe just somebody never taught me necessarily. But it just never dawned on me that, like, there's no point of doing this necessarily. Like, the memory is not going to be any better if I necessarily hang on to this, because my memories are just, they're going to be there. Like, it's not going to be getting, they're not going to go away just because, you know, two or three or even 10 of my soccer jerseys are gone or my shoes are gone. But I didn't think like that. I thought, like, no, I'm hanging on to these things because this is what I cherish. Like, these are some of the things I cherish. I don't have too many items that I can say that, like, I think it was it about a month ago? We did like a little activity and we said, which was led by you. And you said, if there was one thing that was burning, like, in your house and you had to go get it, like, what would be? For me, I don't have anything really, like, in the sense of, like, there's not one thing that stands out. Like, the things that I do cherish, they're actually at my mom's house. Are things like the photos and some of the other, like, little small items, like some of my previous awards that I won as a kid, like little ornaments, things like that. My mom has them.
Yeah.
Like, she has them because she's going to take better care of them also as well.
Yeah.
And she has a little more space where she could actually display those.
Right.
But whereas for me, it's like, that's okay. But those things I cherish more, but there, I feel like that's in a safe zone. Whereas for me, I'm like, I'm here just to kind of chill or whatever. But I feel like I've just been thinking about things wrong. And so now I'm like eager to just go into my closet, honestly, and get rid of some of the stuff. And I'm going to get rid of some of those soccer jerseys because they're like old. They don't mean anything anymore. Okay. You know what I mean?
They don't spark as much joy as you thought.
I think that's fair. Maybe. I think that's an honestly fair point. I think I've just been, is it weird to say, I don't know if I've been just lying to myself or I just haven't thought it through. It's one of those two.
Or it could be both.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest too, and obviously you don't have to do this or whatever, but if they, like, for example, if they do spark joy in you and you do want to keep them around because they make you happy and they remind you of a time when, you know, a time that you want to remember, a time that defines you, but you're not going to wear them anymore. Why not frame them? Like, why not frame them and put them up on a wall as a display that will make you happy, but they're not taking up space in your closet because you won't wear them. That's just like kind of a, and that, you know, like I also picture, like, you know, when you say you have like a bunch of sneakers and you have a bunch of jerseys, like I just picture you having like an extra room just for like a display, like a little museum.
Not if
with
I,
like
if
all
I,
your shoes yeah. and like categorized it's, by like whatever.
You know what the funny part is? I usually just wear like the same kind of like four or five. Like I have four or five of my jerseys that are my favorite ones.
Oh, okay.
The rest of them are just kind of like, they're just there to just kind of chill. But you see, like, that's still spending money and that's still stuff that's really maybe bringing me joy in the moment.
And also, that's a good point.
And I hate to say this, but it's the truth. I'm a sucker for a good deal. If I see a good deal on eBay or Amazon on one, it might not even be my favorite team. I might still just pick it up.
Just
because it's like, how could I pass up on a 25 buck
joy.
One? Yeah, like, how could I pass up on a 25 buck jersey that's looks pretty cool?
Yeah.
That at the end, I might end up wearing just three times and then that's it. See, so just being more thoughtful of that. And with this idea of like being more thoughtful with our money, I wanted to ask you, you know, we were talking about kind of all this stuff that people have been buying and just kind of piling up, whether it's shoes, whether it's even household items, like it could be kitchen items. For people kind of our age, millennials, for a lot of us, we maybe necessarily are not getting paid the most. We might not be the most paid generation right now as far as like the way that, you know, our living expenses, et cetera. Yet a lot of people are still doing this and we're still spending that extra money to buy stuff that's not only that we don't need, but we really can't afford. We really can't budget it in, but we do it anyway. Why do you think this is the case?
I think I would. Okay, so a few minutes ago, I probably wouldn't have known how to answer. I'd be like, to each his own. But right now, when you just said that something maybe like it's like it makes you happy in the moment, like it sparks joy in the moment, I think maybe that's it. Maybe it's the fact that we, like millennials or whoever is out here spending money that they don't have on things that they don't need just to spend money or whatever. Maybe it's that in that moment you think it'll make you happy, and maybe in that moment it does. And then until you realize, like until the joy flees, like until the happiness is gone, because you realize one, maybe you couldn't afford it, or two, maybe it's not what you thought, or three, like maybe you didn't actually like it after all. I don't know. But I think maybe it's that. It's just the fact that it's what we expect to come from it and not what we actually believe will come from it. Or I guess maybe we believe and expect the same thing. But like, I think maybe it's wishful thinking. Maybe it's buying something and thinking it'll make you happy and then realizing that it doesn't. And then you kind of just were like, you justify keeping it around because you spent money on it or because you think you have to have it. And I don't agree with that. I've done it before, I'm sure. But I'm trying not to do that more. And part of it is just like trying to be smarter with my money. But I do want to be smarter with like what I have around me.
Right.
Like I think I've just gotten to the point in my life where like I don't want anything that doesn't make me happy around me. And sometimes I am just forced to anyway. But like that's why I kind of like this whole method. Like it's about more than just like things. It's about people too. And like, you know, like sometimes you think about when you're in high school or when you're younger and you like you're friends with certain people because you think you have to be and you think it'll like make you a certain way or get you to a certain place or who knows. But when you get older, you're just kind of like, for what? Like you kind of just like you don't have the energy anymore. Or maybe you just actually have the wisdom now and you just don't want to deal with that. And so whether it's like people or stuff, like I don't want to have anything around me that doesn't make me happy because like life is too short and I want to be happy for the most of it. So yeah, I try not to spend money on things that I'm not going to need. I do it sometimes. I hate myself for it. but like, I think now like maybe that's what we should be thinking of too. Like maybe we should think like not what's going to make me happy in this moment, but what's going to make me happy longest.
Right.
Is that a word? Yeah. Like what's going to make me happy longest, longer? What's going to keep me like, what am I going to pick up like maybe 6 months from now or 2 years from now? And it's still going to bring me joy. It's still going to make me happy and not just like,
and
it's still taking up space.
I think that's the toughest challenge because how do we like, obviously that's subjective, but because everybody has what makes them happy is obviously different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's what I find is the biggest challenge. I don't find it fearful. I find it interesting to try to find that balance because that is tough to try to see, okay, what's going to make me necessarily happy? Because sometimes it sounds weird to say, some of us may not know the answer to that. Some of us think something is making us happy, but in reality, it's only making us happy in the moment.
Yeah.
And I think we see that a good example of that is, you know, compulsive shoppers. Is one because they're just constantly shopping because it is that excitement of getting something, whether it's going to the mall or even ordering stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is, it's fun, that excitement of, oh, something's coming in today. You know, it's almost like getting a present every day or
from
every
yourself.
Other day, every week, you know, from one of these companies. And if you sit back and you think about it and you think about, all right, what is it that's, this isn't making me happy. I'm going to be smarter with my money. Maybe for some people, it's like, okay, now I got to find what's going to make me happy. And that could be a tough task, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's something that you have to do within yourself. Like you have to ask yourself, like not even just like what in your home makes you happy or what in your life, but just like ask yourself what will make me happy or what can make me happy or what does make me happy. And then going around and maybe decluttering your life or your home. And you know, maybe this doesn't work for everybody. Like maybe some people, and I don't want to call them hoarders, but maybe some people really are happy with a lot of stuff around. And if that's the case, then that's cool. That's if you're happy, who are we to say you have too much soccer jerseys or whatever? If they actually make you happy, because of like that's your passion or whatever, like that's that. I think that like, and I noticed this like in some of the homes like that were on the show, like some of the homes weren't necessarily like, I think when we think unorganized we think dirty, like, at least I did. Some of these homes weren't dirty.
This was nothing like hoarders. Hoarders are like really
exactly.
dirty homes.
Exactly. Like they were just some of the homes were clean, and I think we kind of talked about this episode before we started recording, but there was an episode where a woman is grieving, and so she's kind of starting over and like cleaning up her life after the loss of her husband. And when Marie Kondo comes into her home, she says, my home is clean, and her home is clean. Like it's a nice home, but she's just like, it's unorganized. Like there's just too much stuff. So then she'll go into her closet. Her closet wasn't like, there wasn't like stuff on the floor. Like it was clean. And then she even had drawers. So she's like, everything that doesn't have a home ends up in these drawers. So for her, it was just like the organization. So that's something that stood out to me, that I personally thought unorganized meant messy. Yeah. And that's not the case. Like sometimes some homes are very clean, and then, but you open up a drawer and there's like everything in there. Or like you ask someone, where do you keep this? And they're like, just kind of look for it. Like that's and I think like some people like are like, for me, I am very stressed out in mess. Like I have to organize because I have to know where things are. Maybe it's a control issue that I have to know when I cleaned, so I controlled the look of the things, but also I know where they go and I know where I put them, and I did it. So maybe it's a control issue, but it helps and it calms me. So I'm gonna
keep
as
long
it.
As it helps you. Like I don't know about you, but like let me ask you, what room in your place is the place that you feel like, all right, you would need the most kind of like to reorganize? Because I could tell you mine off the bat is my bedroom.
Your bedroom, okay.
But not that it's necessarily messy.
Yeah.
But there are some things, I'll admit, there are some things that are not in their home, if you will.
Okay.
And I think it's just part of like, I feel like this is my fortress here. Like, yeah. I think like a lot of people's bedroom is their kind of their fortress there, in the sense of like, okay, this is where obviously like I'll change here. I'll could keep some stuff here. And some of us have, you know, that one chair that we don't necessarily sit in our rooms, but it's that chair where we pile our clothes.
Where the clothes ends up.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of that. And now I think about it, I'm like, I'm looking forward to tomorrow so I can start cleaning that up.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, this is going to sound maybe bad, maybe not, but I don't think I have one. Like, I think
and that's okay.
I'm very organized. And so, like, my living room is for living and, like, things are in their place and they're, like, you know, and then the kitchen, same. Dining room, yep. Like, it's very, like, also, like, I don't have, like, I mean, I have a little more furniture now, but I don't have, like, just a bunch of extra furniture, I think. So maybe my bedroom gets like that. Like, it's, I also don't have, in my bedroom, I just have, I don't even have a dresser in there. Like I have built-in dressers in like a wall in my home. So like I kind of use those, but like I just have my bed and like a little like stool thing and then like a nightstand and that's it. Like that room is very like simple. And so everything else is in the closet. I will say that sometimes like I don't have a chair like that you mentioned, but like I have a hamper and so things end up on top of the hamper sometimes.
Okay.
And so it can get like that throughout the week. And right. And then that's how you know like I haven't been like something's going on or like I'm stressed out when like it gets like that. But like the second that I can, I'm like, okay, it's time. This actually happened a few days ago and I was like, okay, it's time. And I went in and I put everything, you know, where it needed to go. I hung it up. I folded it. I put it away. And then it felt so good after.
Yeah.
Like I loved that feeling. And so I want to say that maybe that's the one that gets like that because it's the one that I, you know, like I when I try on clothes, especially when I'm going out somewhere, like I'm trying on different things and I don't know what I'm going to like. And so sometimes I try to always like put it back because that helps me, but sometimes I can't. And I'm like, cause I'm in a crunch, like a time crunch. And so it just kind of ends up on that pile. But like I try and keep it in one pile because I don't want to keep it everywhere. Like I'm even organized about my mess like that. But that's a personality thing. Like I just, that helps me cope, I guess, with things. Like again, maybe it's just a control issue, but it's just that's how I work. I wanted to go back to when we were talking about sentimental, sentimental items and like what we hold on to. This is in that episode that we talked about, the one about the woman who's grieving. So I didn't know this until this happened in the episode, but like with the categories that she has, there's an order. Like you do them in that order. So you start with clothing, then you go to books, then paper. And there's a reason for that. And I didn't know that. I thought you could just kind of start wherever. So the reason that she starts like that is she says she starts with the reason that the sentimental items are at the very end are because by then you should really have an idea of what makes you happy and what doesn't.
Yeah.
So because sometimes you think something is sentimental and it's not, like you tell yourself that it is for whatever reason, but it doesn't actually spark joy. And so that's why she starts with like clothing, and then like you look at your clothes and you look at what really makes you happy, what doesn't. Same with books, and then same with paper or whatever. And then by the time you get to the sentimental items, you really have an understanding of what is actually sentimental to you and what is not, like what you thought was or what once was, but isn't anymore. And I thought that was super interesting. And so I guess we talked about this. You said that you don't have any in your home, but like, what are your sentimental items? Like what are some of the, whether they're at your home or at your mom's house that you said, like what are some
like
that
you our with? Photo albums, because we have photo albums there from some relatives that have already passed. I got an ornament when I was in kindergarten, like a little ornament that says like graduated. And so my mom has that. A lot of stuff, other things like my graduation photos, for the most part, my mom has them, but I have them saved in my computer. So I guess my computer would probably be the thing that I'd probably run in now I think about it.
Yeah.
Because they are saved in there. Probably got to get them on the cloud soon. But other than that, I think when it comes to like, there are like two or three pair of shoes I would probably, I would want to save. When it comes to soccer jerseys, I think a lot of them are just Barca, just because that's the team that I covered for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
There are some I just got because I thought they were a good deal or I thought they just looked good. It's not because they necessarily mean anything. I just think they looked good in the moment and they were a good deal. I stand by, I'm a sucker for a good deal. And I need to work on that. I'll admit, you know, I need to work on that. But I think for me, my philosophy has always been, and I think I even said this when we first did that exercise about a month ago. To me, like, my memories, and I guess I want to be mostly remembered for the things that I did, not necessarily for the goals that were just necessarily all checked off mark. Like I want to, for my interactions and not necessarily for just the accomplishments in general. And I kind of have that philosophy when it comes to material things as well. Like there's not too many things that I got to say, like this is typical Joel Cárdenas right here. This is like one of his main things. Like I don't want to be necessarily defined by that. However, I have personally defined some of my memories based off that, and now realizing, like, watching this, like, these shows and realizing that part of it is just not, that's not the case, and I just need to just let some of that go. I will keep the ones that'll make me, bring me joy, like that, I think that is important, but I think it's just more of, like, we tend to think some things that, like, we can't go back to it. At least that's what I feel. I feel like sometimes people think, oh, I gotta hang on to this ugly sweater because whatever, blah, 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 this and that. I mean, if you really cared about that memory, and I'm sure they do, you don't need the ugly sweater. You can just remember, hey, I had that ugly sweater, and hang on to that. And I'm not saying go get rid of everything that you have.
No.
But I'm saying is that we can be better, especially for some of us who maybe live in a space that's more limited, and also not wasting money, especially people our age who may not be earning as much as maybe others. Maybe just cutting that back a little bit. Like, yeah. I'm not saying don't spend at all, but at the same time, be smart like about what you're doing. And like exactly to your words of what you said earlier, make sure it's going to make you happy for the long term, not just for the first week or week and a half. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. And I think I think it's about being intentional. Unless spending money makes you happy, you know, like, yeah. Who are we to judge? But maybe just like prioritize your values. Like maybe, and everyone has their own, like values are different, but everyone has their own. So maybe just think about them more, prioritize and what really makes you happy and what's really going to make you happy. Like, 6 months from now, 10 years from now, and just keep that stuff.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, what are there things that you have that you would consider kind of like those things that are sentimental and that you could have a tough time either getting rid of, or you're just not going to get rid of because it's something like, is it clothes? Are there any memories attached to certain things that you hang on to? Like, I'm just curious about that. Like, because for me, it's mainly clothes. It's not necessarily a physical item. Clothes bring back some memories.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. So I do keep things around because they spark joy. So like one of my big things is like mugs. I love mugs. Like I drink out of mugs a lot, obviously. And I've noticed that like I've been gifted a lot of mugs. Like I really like that's like a thing. Yeah. Like that people do. And I love that. Mm-hmm. And I love it because usually like it's something that I'm going to use. So I never feel like, you know, when people go on vacation and they bring you something back and it's a keychain, no offense to anybody. I get it.
Yeah,
like
that's a bad idea. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying go bring me a mug. Like I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like, I like the fact that I'm going to use a mug when I get one and like, yeah, I'm for sure going to use it. It's got a place in the cupboard. Like, they've got a place in the cupboard. I have like, you know, my favorites and like whatever, but like I love the mugs that I've gotten. They usually have like something on them, like whether it's a message or a picture, and I love that because that says something about my personality and the people giving them to me. Like it's very like it means something, and so it's sentimental in that sense, yeah. But it brings me joy, and so I actually have a lot of mugs that I keep around because of that. And I broke one the other day. I was doing my dishes, aww, and I broke one, and it slipped. And it's one of my favorite ones that a friend gave me, and I'm so sad because it just made me so happy. But you know, I had to like let it go and just like be okay with it and like think like, you know, obviously that person is still my friend and actually that person has given me other mugs, like so I still have other mugs from them, but it was like, you know, it didn't make me sad, and so I wouldn't have gotten rid of it you know if it weren't for that,
right?
But so yeah, my mugs make me very happy, and so I keep them around for that. So I probably wouldn't get rid of them unless like I just didn't have space and like I would find the space. As far as like sentimental goes, like very sentimental, I have a box of photos that I've like collected over the years, like actual photos. And I do have some on the cloud too, like on my computer. I have a lot more there too, so I wouldn't want to lose my computer. But the box of photos is just very like, I have photos of like, you know, growing up that I took with an actual camera. Like I love photography, and so I just like, I mean, these pictures that I took with like a camera were not great or anything, like they're, you know, right, you'd have to go develop them, but I love just having them. And then I have photos of like people that I took, like people that were around me that I would take photos all the time, and then I would go get them developed. Like I love that feeling. And so when I'm going through that box and I'm actually holding them, like they just make me so happy. And so I wouldn't get rid of that box. And I have a place for it too. Like I actually don't have a lot of photos up on the wall. I go back and forth between if I want that or not, but I have them all in that box. And like that box has a place too. So I can see that box every day. When I look at it, I know what's inside, and that makes me happy. So as far as like sentimental stuff, I think that like those are like the main ones. Or I guess like the there's a lot of things in my home that make me happy. But the photos are just very like, I have like a personal attachment to them because of just like everything that they like that they mean. And also because you can see it, like sometimes, like I get what you're saying about the memory thing, and I completely agree, but like my memory is just isn't Like, I don't know. It just has declined over the past few years.
Okay. Yeah.
And so like the photos just really make me happy and like really make me like remember certain things that I'm like, whoa, I forgot that even happened. And I love looking through them. And so, yeah, I'd say the photos are like the most, the box of photos is like the most sentimental thing that I own.
Nice. I think the overall message that we can take out of this is the fact that it's all about your happiness and it's all about what makes you happy. If it is owning 50 pairs of Jordans, or if it's owning 200 dresses, hopefully if you have the space for all that, then great. Like, if what makes you happy, if it makes you feel good, and makes you feel good for longer than the moment. I think that's the one thing that we're trying to also relay this message, because it's not, the most important thing is a long-term happiness, not just that short-term that it seems like nowadays it's rather easy to get. So I applaud people that are changing their lives, that are about to change their lives, because, you know, that might sound like that's over-exaggerating, but it's really not, because the items that we have in our home are very important. They say a lot about us. And sometimes having a little too much of something can take away from what really is most valuable, because it just gets lost in everything.
Yeah, I agree. I think life's too short to live it without joy. And I think we should all continue to seek out the things that spark joy in our lives and keep them around as long as they do.
Hey, that was our episode for today. Thank you for joining us. Make sure to tell your friends to download and subscribe to our podcast. They could find it anywhere. And they could find us on social media. When it comes to Facebook, we're at KSL Cafecito. On Twitter, we're at KSL Cafecito as well. I'm at Joel Cardenas.
And I'm at Evie Cruz.
And we'll see you next time as we're approaching now 50 episodes of Cafecito. So congratulations to us. And thank you for joining us for all of these episodes. And we look forward to a lot more, including episode 50 coming soon. Ciao.
Ciao.